The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zochem Daf Tedalet. One of the interesting inyanim in Hashkofes HaTorah is the Indian of Tame HaMitzvahs. There's a concept of the Svarim that talk about the different mitzvahs. For the more esoteric mitzvahs that seem like things without reasons or reasons that we can't fathom, try to find what's called Tame HaMitzvahs, and the Nosa Kalim, the Mepharshim, point out rightfully so that it's only called Tame HaMitzvahs, a taste of the mitzvah. We, as mortals, can't hope to fathom an inkling of the Chokhmah Yoyin in any mitzvah, and therefore we don't pretend to be able to understand what a mitzvah is all about, what the depths of a mitzvah is, but in order that we should have some type of tam, some type of approach, some type of emotional approach to a mitzvah, be able to do the mitzvah with a gishmak, the Svarim find time in different mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs that's hard to understand is the mitzvah that our daf deals with, the mitzvah of Shviris Atzomis. What is Shviris Atzomis? Pasuk in Parshas Boy says that the Korban Pesach, the Atzomis, the bones of the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten. Atzomis Sheish Lam Basar cannot be broken in order to get to the Basar. One who breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach is over on this lab. What's the Indian? The Sefer Achinuch in Parshas Boy, Mitzvah Tezayin, says an interesting concept. It says that since the eating of a Korban Pesach is supposed to facilitate one's Klal Yisrael become B'nai Melochim, and that's why the whole Leila Pesach is predicated, we eat everything there, Cherus, Peseva, we eat, wear, and act our finest, because we act like Melochim. A chelik of the avoid of Korban Pesach is the dignity that one conducts himself in, and he understands that the breaking of the bones was a breaking of the bone in order to be able to suck out the marrow, the basar that was inside, that does not fit with the way a melech sits by a table. It doesn't stim with the level of dignity and royalty that malchus conducts itself with. And the chinuch says a famous yisoid, ki adam nifal afipu loisav, even though we don't feel like royalty, but when a person acts in a certain way, it's mashpia on his way of thinking, it's mashpia on the way he conducts himself. When he conducts himself in a certain way, it's mashpia on the way he views himself, and further the way he's going to act. The Mesillas Yesharim discusses this by Richus. If a person wants to become in control of a certain midah, then what he does is he forces himself to act in that way, and that will in turn influence him in a more pneumistic way, in a more internal way, and then he'll become that. If a person acts, speaks calmly and softly, the Ramban says in Geres HaRabban, that will work on him, that he'll be kovish to meet of anger. He won't feel the anger eventually. He won't feel the anger because the act of talking as if he's in full control of himself will affect his emotional state. A person can affect his emotional state, but the actions that a person does can have a hashpo. And the chinuch brings as a source this mitzvah. We act in a way that shows us conducting ourselves with royalty, with dignity, and it's mashpia that we begin to view ourselves as b'nei melochim. There's another loisa say in this parasha, and that's the loisa say of loisaitzi min sabot min abayis kutza, which is the subject of the sugis and daf pehe and pevov. And over there also he explains the same idea. The Korban Pesach cannot be eaten going from place to place because the derech of royalty is they sit in one place. A melech never eats a sandwich on the go. The Prince Charles or the Queen of England do not eat sandwiches on the go. When they sit down to eat, they sit down in the dining room with china, with glassware, with stemware. They sit down by a table, they're served, they're tucking their napkin into their shirt, and then they eat. They sit in one place and they eat. That's the way royalty conducts themselves. Eating on the go, eating, nibbling, going from one place to another, being moitzi from the basar and going over here, packing a sandwich bag with leftovers and eating on the go and grabbing a bite and eating the leftovers someplace else, that's all not derech melachim. The Korban Pesach is incumbent on all of us to acquire the bearing of the trappings of royalty, and that's the pshat in these mitzvahs. Ad kan Divrei Hakdoshim Shel Sefer HaChinuch. Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Shamshon Val Hirsch, explains a different concept. And Rabbi Hirsch Bechlal, when he explains Tamei HaMitzvahs, what he tries to do is, he tries to take the totality of a carbon, the totality of a certain structure, and work out all the details, not just to find an inyan of the, that'll give us a Tamei HaMitzvahs, but he tries to find the underlying concept that fits in all the different halachic details of the mitzvah. What he explains is like this. We've explained this over and over again. The Karban Pesach is the bridgeway, is the entrance of Klal Yisrael min ha'olam ha'chol. They were left Mem Tesh Ha'etumah. The Karban is called after the Al Shem Sheposach Abote B'nei Yisrael. The Karban Pesach is the knisa, is the entranceway to the realm of Kedusha by Klal Yisrael. So everything in the Karban Pesach represents a building, a starting point in the building of an Aman Nivcha of Klal Yisrael. Let's open up a few psukim in Pashas Boy, the psukim of Karban Pesach. The way the halachas of Karban Pesach are structured in the pasuk is a bit unique. In Pashas Boy, which is the kriya that we do on Pashas HaChodesh, and also later on in Pashas Boy is the kriya of the first day Pesach. The pasuk says like this: the famous pasuk "Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim" is followed immediately thereafter. Dabru Kol Adas Yisrael Lema. But also "Achodesh Hazeh," they should take the Karban Pesach. They prepare it for 4 days. They were tied to the bed, and then the pasuk gives us some of the halachas of Karban Pesach. Each person has to be part of a chabura. We learn about that in this parak. What the qualifications says: Shomim Zochem and Shomim Yelochem. Which animal could be brought? Kvasim or Izim. And then the pasuk says that we shecht it on the 14th day, we take the dam, we put it on the shtem zuzma alashchad, the whole seder of the dam, and how we eat the Karban Pesach, tliyeshu matzoi, salmurim yochlu, the dinim that has to be eaten soli, which is the subject of perikets atzoylen, that when one is allowed to eat it raw, boshom avushom amoy, if it's cooked in water, so on and so forth, noitzah, that's the structure of the first parasha. Comes along another parasha after Klal Yisrael in Perikud Beis, the second half of Perikud Beis, goes out of Mitzrayim. The whole story how Paro is sent to Eden out of Mitzrayim. They're out on the way out. After the whole going out of Mitzrayim, the pasuk continues with the halachas of eating matzah and not eating chametz, and then the pasuk brings various halachas of Karban Pesach in pasuk Mem Gimel, totally removed from the first part of the halachas of Karban Pesach. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron, zois chukas ha-pasuk. These are the halachas of Karban Pesach. Karban Echol Yoichal Boy. V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kosev. It sounds like over here the pasuk is a different emphasis. Before we were talking about the Karban Pesach, which animal, how it should be brought, when it should be brought, by whom it should be brought, etc., etc. And over here we're talking about the social infrastructure of the Karban Pesach. After, which could be, because we're talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went out. The description is Sheish Meis Elef Ragli, and the Erev Zav went out with them in order to protect the integrity of Karban Pesach. Over here, different halachas are brought down. Who is Roy, who is fitting to eat the Karban Pesach, and who not? Kol Ben Nechor Lo Yechal Boy, a Goy, or anybody who is a Meshuvit, is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. An Eved, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kosev, he has to be Gemal. Toysha V'Sochi, even if he's employed long-term by Eid, he's not allowed to eat. And then the pasuk says, interesting, says halachas in Achilas Karban Pesach, which has nothing to do with the social aspect of who is allowed to eat it. The halachas of a bayis echod yeochel, like we just said, lo yisoytim in a bayis v'na bozo chutzo, ve'etzem lo yisishmur boy, kol alas yisoy yasu oysay. So we have the social part of the, and then the pasuk goes back, v'chi yogur yit chogev, v'ozo pesach l'ashem, that every person who eats from a Karban Pesach, it doesn't make a difference if he's a ger, if he's a yid, if he has a bris milo, if he doesn't have a bris milo. The few halachas of the achilas Karban Pesach, which we're dealing with, the lavin of etzem le'sishbru boy and le'soyts min abayis min abos chutz, are brought in the social part of Karban Pesach, not in the description of the halachas of Karban Pesach itself. How it should be eaten, tzli, not mavushal, shouldn't be eaten, no. L'chayr over there would be the place. How it should be eaten. It should be eaten tzli eishum matzois, amroim yechlu. Well, that's where it should be brought. Why is this brought with the description of who, on the social framework, in the social framework, is allowed or not allowed to eat from a Karban Pesach? What do these two halachas have to do with that? This would seem to tell us that the halachas of the etzem loisishbru boy and the halacha of loisaytim and abosim and abayis chutza are not protim in how to eat the carbon pesach, but it's protim in the social structure of the carbon pesach. What does this mean? We've explained over and over again that the ikar of the carbon pesach is nachila. The point of the carbon pesach was to bring the kedusha of Hashem, to bring the kedusha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the kedusha that would belong to Klal Yisrael for all eternity, into the Jewish home. The first mizbeach of Klal Yisrael was the doorpost of the Yiddish shtub. That's why Klal Yisrael was not allowed to go out of their houses. The house is a mokum shomer, leil shimurim hu Hashem. The bayis, the whole avoid of Pesach, preparing for Pesach is about scrubbing the house, cleaning the house, being boiding the house. All the kedusha, all the energy, all the enthusiasm that we pour into the nitzchias of the creation of Am Yisrael, which is Pesach, which is Leil Pesach, which is Shivus Yimei Pesach, which is Chag HaMatzos, all of it is put into our homes. Sukkot, the idea is fakert. The Sukkot, the idea is to go out of the house. Yom Kippur, we fast. But Nisan, as we've discussed, is about bringing the kedusha into the home, into our achilus. One of those halachas is Loiseitzim and Abosam and Abayis Chutza, because the home is the only true structure for bringing Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. Where there are happy, healthy, full, and complete homes, and every home is a unit for itself, every home has its privacy, has its mores, has its behavior. A home, of course, we all follow Dalchel V'Shulchan Aruch, we all have our Minhagim, but every home has its personality, and every home has its way of doing things. The integrity of every Jewish home, the beauty, the shleimus of each Jewish home unto its own, assures the continuation of Yiddishkeit midor dor. There's a naveru, loisoytzim and abosim and abayis chutzah, because if a person goes from home to home with the bosar of a carbon pesach, he's violating the basic structure of how carbon pesach should be eaten. All those people that can't eat the social halachos of carbon pesach is that only people that fully belong to Klal Yisrael eat the carbon pesach. By the same token, Karban Pesach can only be eaten in a family structure. The Karban Pesach cannot be taken from place to place, because that's a seer to what the Karban Pesach represents. The etzem loisishbru boy is a little more complicated. Rabbi Hirsch explains that the bosor, the dam of the carbon, obviously, the dam of every carbon, is the nefesh, is the personality of a person. The bosor of a carbon represents the physical entity of a person. We eat it in order to be mekadosh our own guf. What we eat, when we eat kodshim, it goes in dust, like Klal Yisrael in the midbar that ate mon, and only with that were they purified to be able to be mekabel teruv behas dinai. So too, when Yidin ate karbonis, it's interesting, halacha, it's interesting, the Medrash says that the same way by the mon, the Klal Yisrael were in awe of the mon, because there was no waste product, because it was kulei kodesh, achilas kodshim also. A Yid went to Yerushalayim for a week that he was eating karbonis, there was no waste, he didn't have to go to the bathroom. Why? Because it's called a kodesh, there's no chayil, there's no psoilus there. So the avoida of eating the bosor of a carbon is the avoida of integrating into the fiber of a mishpachas Yisrael, absorbing the kedusha, the fiber of a beis hamikdash, of a mishkan, of a dvar Hashem. The atzomos are not the bosor. The atzomis are not the dam, it's not the personality, it's not the muscle. What are the atzomis? The bones of a carbon, by the way, have no din akrova. If there's a bone of a carbon that became separated from the bosser, it cannot be put on the mizbeach. The bone itself has no kedushas kavanos, only the bosser could be put on the mizbeach. A bone which is attached to bosser can be. What's a bone? What does the bone represent? The bone represents the infrastructure that holds people together. The same way there's a bosser, the keves represents, David HaMelech constantly compares Klal Yisrael in its faithfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the says, the keves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The keves is brought into the carbon because that's us. That's what we want to put on the Mizbech. We want to put ourselves, we want to rededicate ourselves to being Amcha V'tzoyin Ma'arisecha, as David HaMelech tells us. So when we put ourselves on the Mizbech, that's when we become Mizbechtik. We become a Kudish. The Atzomois are that which connect the different parts of the bosa, the different parts of the body of Klal Yisrael, the different members of Klal Yisrael are connected by the atzomos, so to speak, of the carbon. So the etzem really is not the bosa itself. The etzem represents the connection between different yidin. And that's why there's an aveira to break it, because when one breaks the etzem to get the bosa, and that's why it's only an etzem sheyesh b'bosa, because when one breaks the etzem to get the bosa, what he's doing is he's isolating Yechidim from each other, and Yechidim have to exist together. Klal Yisrael is only Klal Yisrael when Yechidim exist with a connection of Atzamas, a firm connection of Atzamas between them. Every Yochid is a Yochid, every family, and every family unit is a family unit. There's an integrity to each Yochid, and each family, and each bayis. But there's a need for Atzamas. Breaking the Atzamas and pulling out the Basar inside the Atzamas is a violation of that which connects Yidin. It means that every piece of Basar, without the connection, exists as its own fractured goof in Klal Yisrael. That is not the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. The same way we don't let in outsiders in order to protect the integrity of the Korban Pesach, we also don't break the bones in order to achieve the unity that the Korban Pesach is supposed to bring about in us, that we're all in this together. We're all one keves following the Rebbeinu Shlom faithfully. The Rebbeinu Shlom should give us the Siyat and the Shmaya to follow him faithfully, all ba'achdus. The Atzamas should be intact. We shouldn't break any bones. Achas me'ena lo nishbar. Now, one of the bones of Klai, so the parts that connect us, were so fractured and so separated that the Atzamas that join us to become the Amcha v'tzayim ma'arisecha that follows the Rebbeinu Shlom faithfully through all our journeys in the Midbar. This Golus is like one long Midbar, and we should be zoiche at the other end of the Midbar to reclaim our nachla of Amcha v'tzayim ma'arisecha Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Neicham and Azvachim min Apsach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.